Here with head coach Tim Bergstrasse of the Dragon Man. Coach, he just beat Winona for the fourth time, and that's a dang good ball club. What went into that last matchup against them? Because you could see the emotions were rising high, and for 40 minutes to defeat a team four times, I mean, that's real tough to do.
Yeah, I mean, we had the conversation this morning. Anybody would say it, but it's to really believe in, execute, and take action. Of those three games, in a way, are very irrelevant to when you're going into today's game, because we know they're a good basketball team, and it's just no matter who we're playing, no matter how many times you might have beat them, it's up to us to make sure we play our style Dragon basketball game to the best we can. That's how we have to do things. And we knew that they're going to be coming right at us. We know how bad they wanted to beat us, and that's what makes competition fun. But thankfully, we have a very mature group that understands that what we've done before today doesn't really matter, and we had a job to do, and I thought they did a great job of us executing. It was a little sloppy, you know, in that first half. And our guys understood it. We were up by 9.5, but they still understood, like, hey, guys, we got to tighten things up on both sides of the floor.
In the opening round game, your guards overall kind of struggled from the court, you know, both ends, really. But in this region semifinal, Carson had a game-high 26. Both Cobb and Jam had 11 points off the bench. What went into your guards having short memories like that to be able to perform on the biggest stage?
I mean, that's just how our guys are wired, man. They're very confident players, and they know that we as a staff have all the trust in them to go out there and make plays, and I think that's why they're dangerous on the floor. And we just had the conversation as a team in the locker room. It's one, these guys don't care how many points they score. They're just prepared to step up and make a play when their time comes. And they understand that last night, of course, was Jenny's night. Today's night was Carson, of course. So it's just, that's what makes a good team. When you have guys that don't give a crap how many points they score, and they just want to do whatever it takes to win a basketball game. Like, these guys, they got each other's backs. They're fun to coach. They just want success for each other. So, I mean, it's fun.
What was that celebration like in the locker room for you guys? I understand the job's not done. You're going to the region final, but a high-stakes, emotional game like that, what was the emotion like from your guys understanding where you were at 2 months ago to where you are now?
Yeah, I mean, we didn't get too rowdy, if you want to be honest. I mean, we understand that, you know, we have a belief in what we believe we could do, and we just understand, like you said, yes, job's not done. We don't want to use that cliche term, but it's true. We came here on a mission, like a lot of these teams do, and you know, we'll see how Tuesday goes. But we got a very locked in group right now. No matter how the game folds out, like our guys really are just locked in, and that makes it fun again, just for me to coach when you got guys that are bought into what we're trying to accomplish.
Last thing I have for you is, regardless, I understand you guys have a process, but it's a region championship game. You're 8 hours away from home. I believe you're switching hotels to be closer here tomorrow. How do you handle all of that going into that region championship Tuesday night?
I mean, it's just another day in the life as a student athlete, man. And it's, again, like, yes, that stuff does matter. And, like, just in the process of the season, those kind of scenarios pop up. And you might have to have a brief conversation with them and just let them know that you just got to be mature. You got to be mature enough to handle that. But it's like we usually do say as well that it's like if something like a hotel change or whatever might happen, if that's going to conflict with how you play, we got bigger issues. So, yes, you need to be mature, but, you know, just be ready to play basketball.